Well, in my opinion, this is one of the very special days of the year. This is the culmination of the gospel. I want you to understand, we spend the whole year on focusing our hearts and our minds on different persons of the Trinity. And most of it's about Jesus. And Jesus is always telling us to focus on the Father. And the Father is always telling us to focus on Jesus. And Jesus then tells us the Holy Spirit is coming, and the Spirit of God always turns us to Jesus, who turns us on to the Father, who turns us back to Jesus. And so you find yourself, and then of course the scriptures are very clear. He says, the Father and I are one. I mean, that's a fairly clear statement. But I want you to understand that we're no really better than Nicodemus unless we have the Spirit of God opening us up to spiritual matters. You know, it says in John 3:3, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. We're talking about spiritual eyes here, right? So it just doesn't work. You know, you can try to describe it in all kinds of ways, but unless you're born again, you ain't getting it, you know, because this really is not logical, makes no sense at all in the flesh, but in the spirit it does. And so Jesus is trying to explain to Nicodemus, this very, very wise and learned man, you know, what it is about the Spirit. Now, I want you to understand, most people, when they're describing Baptists, they'll say Baptists, they're always talking about being born again. We're born again Christians. And, you know, and Anglicans, you know, kind of think, well, you know, we don't like to be labeled, you know. I want you to be really bold and positive. Somebody asks you, born again Christian, you say, amen. Yeah, praise Jesus, I'm born again Christian, you know. Because if you ain't in the kingdom of God. It says it real clearly. You can't see it. You can't enter it. And in fact, in the next thing, he said, Nicodemus, I want you to listen to this one. He says, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. So unless you're born again, born of the Spirit, born of water Christian, you can't enter the kingdom of God. And I'm hoping that everybody says, oh, okay, I'm glad I'm one of those, you know, this is a good thing. And so it says, humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. Isn't that good? This is good stuff. I want you to understand then, unless you have, you know, assurance in your heart that you are born again, you know, I've often talked about, there are some churches, you know, that have altar calls every Sunday, right? And in some of those churches, the same people come forward every single Sunday to give their hearts to Jesus because they're not sure whether it took or not. Now, I want you to know that every one of those places don't have any altars, which tells me something, you know, that might be suspicious that an altar call might imply something. But I want you to know we have an altar call every Sunday, you know, and we're going to call you up to receive Jesus in your heart. Every Sunday, but so anyway, just to kind of say this, he said, you are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. That understanding comes from the Holy Spirit. Does it mean that you will ever fully understand the Trinity? Uh-uh. You know, if you really understand something, you can actually explain it to somebody. But you can find yourself stepping all over your tongue when you try to explain the Trinity to somebody. But I don't think we really should get uncomfortable with it, because unless you are assured that they have been born again and filled with the Spirit of the living God, it doesn't matter. Don't bother. Don't cast pearl on swine, is that old thing? I'm not saying they're all swine, you know. because several of them are my family, you know, so you've got to be really careful, right, with what you say about these things. One of the really key scriptures for me in the New Testament is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And it says, people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it, for only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Now, that's in one translation. Most of the other translations say that these things are spiritually discerned. I kind of like that phrase, you know, spiritually discerned, because you can't get it unless you're of the Spirit. And that's what opens the door, which brings us to the Trinity. You know, I think this is a perfect gospel for Trinity Sunday, don't you? I mean, you think about it. Because so many people say, I just don't understand the Trinity. Well, the whole New Testament, the whole Gospels are filled with the Trinity. And if you don't get it, spend some more time in the Word, because God is going to continue to quicken in you more and more understanding. And why would God do this? Well, the answer to that is on Genesis chapter 1. We can go way back in the beginning, where God says, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. I'm going to repeat that. Let us make human beings in our image and be like us. It's one of the most revealing scriptures in the whole Bible. God created us as triune beings. Do we not know this? But sometimes we don't quite get it. You know, I studied psychology. And, you know, anybody that studies psychology, you know they have a problem in their own life. Amen? You know? You're studying psychology to kind of figure out why you're so weird, you know? And so that you can understand why other people are weird, because you become an observer of behavior, of how people act and what they do, right? And so all of us find ourselves trying to get answers to these things. But what we find out is that there are people that focus on one part of our life. You know, some people focus only on the physical body. And they spend their whole life trying to find out how the physical body works, how to heal it, how to do all kinds of things. But they focus only on this physical thing, right? And then there's the soul, which often is described as emotions. Does anybody here understand emotions? You know, the one thing I can tell you about emotions, they go up, they go down. They go up, they go down. And for some people, they're in jet stream. You know, it goes really fast, you know. And you kind of think, well, oh my gosh, what happened? Just suddenly you were just right like this, and all of a sudden, and then you know you can be in an argument with somebody, and the phone rings. You know, and the phone rings and you go, hi, how are you? You know, and you hang it up and you go, you know, yeah, and that's the way emotions are, you know. Well, there are people that spend their whole life trying to study emotions, and other ones try to understand what it is that the Spirit really is in a life. And I've told some of you this, that the first time I saw somebody die, their body was still there. But when the Spirit leaves, they're not there anymore. And some of you have seen this. It's the most profound moment, and you find yourself, oh, what really makes it animated and really makes it have power and life and personality is the Spirit. And when the Spirit leaves, it's just a shell. It's the strangest thing. It's a profound lesson, because this whole thing, we are body, soul, and spirit. Let me tell you, we're triune. And because we're triune, God wants to speak to us in our whole nature. And he revealed himself to speak to our whole nature. And some of us, you know, can only be spoken to effectively in one part of our personality, our personal being, and God can reveal himself to us. Some people really understand, you know, how many of you, most of your prayers are to Jesus? Yeah? You know, but Jesus told you to always pray to the Father, right? And why do we do that? Well, because we have a personal relationship with Jesus. And Jesus is always telling us, how do you pray? Our Father, oh my gosh. Well, I'm guilty. But I often also pray to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please come into this situation. Come speak to my heart. Come reveal to me what is the truth of this matter. I mean, I find myself connecting to God in all of my being. And because God created us for the purpose of revealing himself to us, so we can reveal ourselves and respond to him fully in all of his nature. And he did it because he loves you. And that's what Trinity Sunday is all about. God loves you in the fullness of your being, and he reveals himself to you in the fullness of his being. Let us pray.